Since it was founded, the Jaguar name has been synonymous with international motor racing. Now, as Jaguar prepares its newest race car, the Jaguar R1, to race the US Grand Prix in Indianapolis this weekend, it naturally looked for the toughest course to practice on, and it found it at the crossroads of the world, New York's Times Square, and only against the toughest of opponents, a New York checkered cab. This veteran of America's toughest road course, Manhattan Island, will certainly get the R1 in top shape.
America's Jaguar's biggest market, 7% of the sales, so we're just going to blast down here and get some footage, and great for me to have the opportunity to drive a Formula One car down Broadway. I think I'm the first guy to do that, and I'm honored.
Eddie Irvine will drive the Jaguar R1, as he will at the first Formula One Grand Prix in the US in almost 10 years, at the Indy Speedway this weekend. Driving the checker will be his Jaguar racing teammate, Johnny Herbert.
You like it?
It's too big for me. It's too big for me. Look at the size of it. No, no, no. Not my type of car. I like something small and sporty.
Protected by earplugs passed out by Jaguar, spectators lined the course. Morning traffic notwithstanding, engine started, and the race is on. After conquering New York's best, it's time to get back to the serious pursuit of Formula One racing victories. The US Grand Prix is a 73-lap race on a specially developed Formula One course at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. More than 200,000 people are expected to attend. This is Alexander Petty reporting.